Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I believed a lot of the myths we've been talking about. I believe this greed myth, for instance. By the time I was a senior in college, I came around to the idea that, okay, if I compare the live economic alternatives, if you look at whatever you want to call it, capitalism or the free market or free enterprise, look at socialism or democratic socialism like they have in Western Europe, or communism, the free enterprise is just the best of those economies, those economic options in terms of alleviating poverty and creating wealth. But I also had it in my mind that capitalism was based on greed, and as a result, I thought, well, you know, it's still ultimately incompatible with Christianity. It was only once I started reading people, thinkers like Michael Novak and George Gilder, that I came around to an understanding of this economic system that I think was better than some of the arguments even of its advocates. And so the way I would look at it is to say this, that don't imagine simplistically that you can find an incomplete economic system from the text of Scripture. It's not like you're going to be able to go to the Gospels and prove that, you know, Jesus was a capitalist, to put it in really kind of simplistic ways. On the other hand, there are fundamental principles that we believe as Christians. We believe human beings are created in the image of God. We believe we're supposed to care about our fellow human beings. We ought to especially care about the least of these, the least of these among us, as Jesus says in Matthew 25. So the question is, based on what we know, what is the best economic system for allowing people the sort of freedom, religious freedom, economic freedom, for allowing people to create wealth, for allowing societies to alleviate widespread absolute poverty? These kinds of questions. Don't expect an economy to do everything, but for the things you want an economy to do, which of those is the best? And if you ask the question that way, I think you hands down will come to the conclusion that it's free enterprise. It's not perfect. It doesn't create the kingdom of God on earth. But if as a Christian you really care about your fellow human beings, then you ought to look at the real evidence. And the real evidence is that free economies, whatever problems they may have, do the best job of any of the live alternatives of bringing people out of poverty and creating economic wealth and economic value for wide numbers of people. And in fact, if you look historically, for most of human history, most people lived essentially a subsistence existence, which meant as long as they were lucky, as long as there wasn't a drought, they might be able to produce just enough wealth and just enough food to be able to get by. It's only in the last couple of centuries, as more and more economies have become free economies with rule of law and economic free trade and things like that, that you actually get a vast amount of wealth being produced so that we can, frankly, our society can afford for people to spend years in college, can afford to allow some people to write and to speak about these things. That's the result of a kind of wealth-creating economy that we all take for granted. And so I just think, asked in those ways, there's just no question what the best of the economic alternatives is.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.